Hi, boys. I know it's been a little bit since I've put something out on Reddit, or that was, Reddit friendly, and, doesn't have a bunch of AP in it. But of course, it is going to be another lovely rape accomplice story, because they always are with me. I guess I'm just a really naughty girl, okay? I can't help it. All right, if you want to find where else you could find me or my other audios, especially my more extreme ones that I can't really post to Reddit, remember, you just got to look up pissedaudio.com. So that would be PSSTAUDIO.com. And just search Katie Starling and you'll find me just fine. You could also find my videos that way by just going to like Xvideos or Xhamster. I'm on pretty much all the main porn sites, so. All right. I hope you guys will enjoy this. I think it'll be a fun one. And again, warning, yes, it's rape, it's accomplice, it's a little fucked up. So if you're not into that, I would suggest clicking off. All right. Enjoy, boys. I sit here on the couch. Just waiting for him to come through the door, as he should have gotten off work just a little bit ago. I cleaned the house, got everything ready, and I don't know what to do. I don't think I could go on without him. And I know he has plans to leave me. I'd be nothing without him. I'd be fucking worthless. I mean, his good job and everything is the only reason I have friends or a decent place to live. Without him, I'm just a poor girl that no one will ever want, and I know that. He was even nice enough to let my little sister come stay with us. I've got to show him my gratitude. I saw his messages, the ones between him and his boss. The messages planning to leave me, saying I'm not enough. Oh, there he is. Hi, honey. Do you like the house? Is it clean enough? I made you dinner. Please, look, I know I'm not perfect, okay? But don't leave me. Please don't leave me. Please. Oh, don't say that. I've really been trying. What else could I do? I give you head every night. I do everything you ask me to do. What do you mean I'm not enough? I'm not as tight as I used to be. Well, but we had a baby. I can't help that. I really can't. Look. I'll do fucking anything. I promise. And I mean anything. Just please don't leave. What is it that you need? Please, just tell me. Tell me I'll be a good wife. Please. What? My sister? What do you mean? What do you want with my sister? But she just started staying here a few weeks ago. She hasn't gotten on her feet yet. I mean, I know she hasn't given us any money yet, but she's my sister. You think she could pay another way? I don't understand what you mean by that, honey. Where is she? Well, she's in the guest room. Like she has been. Right now? She's sleeping in there right now. I really don't think we should wake her up. I guess she is younger, prettier than me. You're right. She just turned 18. Of course you'd want her. Well, will you stay? If I help you, would you actually stay? Okay, look, well, just be gentle, okay? Be nice to her. She is my sister, after all. Don't be cruel with her like you are with me, okay? I don't think she can handle it as rough as I can. I'm used to it. I watch him as he creaks the door open to her bedroom. The guest room has turned into her bedroom now. I follow him in. I'm shaking. My heart is pounding. I see her laying there on the bed. Her long brown hair, beautiful, slender body, perfectly structured face. Her chest as she breathes in and out. She looks so peaceful. You look down at me and I look back up at you. Well, what should we do? I feel the rope that you hand me in my hands. Shakingly, nervously, I do what you say and I tie her up to the bed. I carefully lift the blankets off of her. I tie her arms to the headboard. I tie her ankles to the other side. I see you over her, stroking, watching as you see the two sisters, one tying up the other for your enjoyment. It's what you've always wanted, isn't it? A perfect little woman that'll do everything you say, even help you rape her own sister. You really are a sick fuck. Do you see me tying her up? Crying, shaking. Nervous that if I don't do it, you'll leave. I finally finish getting all the knots tied just right. I know if I don't that you'll walk out that door and never come back. And I know how worthless I am without you. I know that I need you. You tell me to start cutting off her clothes. Hand me the sharpest pair of scissors in the house. I look up at you. Are you sure? You nod. I take the scissors and I start to slowly trim her blouse off. Looks like she just fell asleep after looking for work that day. Still in like a little pencil skirt and a sweet, loose white blouse. With her C-cup tits just poking out. She was always so much prettier than me. I knew that. I knew it ever since we were kids. I cut her little blouse off. And expose her beautiful, soft, white skin. Her pretty little tits. Her slender, beautiful, soft body. Still asleep, peacefully, sound asleep. Then finally, as you're still stroking your cock, you reach down and start fondling her. Start touching her sweet body. Her soft, baby soft skin. You look up at me with a sadistic look in your face. Tell me to cut her panties off as well, to where she's going to be laying there completely nude. Her clothes never to be used again. I cut them off and do as I'm told. As I know that's the only way you're going to stay with me. The things that we'll do for love. The things a desperate woman will do to keep a man around. Knowing how worthless she is without a man in her life. I see you get on top of her. She finally wakes up and she looks at me. She starts to cry. Please don't. It's the only way I can get him to stay. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Alice. I'm sorry. You haven't been paying your way, and he said this is the only way that he'll stay with us and take care of us. I'm sure you understand. I could see her looking at me, crying, tears running down her pretty little cheekbones. Her brown hair starting to mat with sweat and tears. Him, you, thrusting in and out. Shoving your cock as deep into her as possible. Feeling her shaking body below you. Watching as I watch you both. You keep staring at me as you're fucking my sister. Raping her. Viciously. I can't help but want to look away. You grab my arm and you make me look. And you make me watch. You tell me to help you. Help you get her legs up more. Keep control of her. I grab them and loosen the rope just the tiniest bit so we could put her legs up just a little bit more. You want to rape her ass next. I could see it. You want to come inside of her. And all of a sudden, you change your mind. You look up at me and you say, "Well, how about another baby?" No, please. She's my little sister. You don't need to breed her. She doesn't need, we don't need another baby. I see you stick your cock back inside of her. Not even caring what I'm saying. Telling her you're gonna breed a baby in her. You can see it. I know when you're close. As you thrust in, out of her. Going as deep as possible. I even see her sweet, slim little stomach bulge with how deep your cock is inside of her. To tears wetting her pillows. The screams filling the room. My cries for help. My cries to stop. And you just keep going. You keep fucking her. Until I see that look in your face. As you come deep inside of her sweet 18-year-old body. You bred her. You put a baby in her. You put a baby in my little sister. My sister lays there, looking at me, just disappointed and upset. I go to her and viciously start untying the ropes so I can get her up and give her a big hug. She tells me that she understands that if we're gonna survive, we're gonna need him. We cry into each other's arms. I tell her how sorry I am. You just leave the room. That sadistic look on your face. Knowing that you bred my sweet little 18-year-old sister and there's nothing that we're gonna do about it.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that one. It was a little fucked up. So I did have a little bit of a baseline written out for this, but only for like the beginning part. And then I pretty much improv'd the rest. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Yes, that was from my own sick little mind. And I'll tell you how the idea came about. It actually came about the other day I was giving a guy named Handsome Ben. He's a fellow content creator and he does like a lot of videos. Really young, like hot British dude. And he does a lot of like dirty talk videos where he tells stories. And I suggested he do an audio. And he asked me for an idea. And I gave him the idea of like the desperate woman that will like do anything for him and can be like his little helper, you know, to help him rape girls and stuff. He liked the idea so much that he did an audio on it. Of course, his story was completely different from mine, but I thought, you know what? That's a good idea. What if I play the helpless whore? The worthless slut that knows that she'll never have anything without him, without you, you know? So I was like, fuck it, all right, I'm gonna play this. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. I know it was a little, well, all my stuff is fucked up and taboo, so I think you should just know that by now. But remember, if you enjoyed this, go ahead and look me up. You can find me on Pissed Audio, of course. A lot of my free audios are on there. And then my Discord server, which would be www.discord.gg/pervertparadise. So, not just me in the Pervert Paradise either. There's actually quite a few audio and video creators. We love what we do, so please, come visit us. Come hear some more fucked up shit from me. Don't worry, I won't tell anybody that It really just gets your cock hard. It'll be our little secret. All right. And remember, it's all just a fantasy anyways. None of my stories are real or based in reality. They're all just for the fun of it. All right. Bye.